This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs starts now.
I want to talk about something I really don't cover very much at all, and that is financial abuse as it's related to domestic abuse and domestic violence survivors. Now, domestic violence is obviously a prevalent issue that affects numerous individuals, and survivors often face multiple challenges when they're trying to rebuild their lives. Among the obstacles they face, they encounter the detrimental impact on their credit when someone has been abusive beyond just being physically or emotionally abusive. If they've gotten into their accounts, they can affect their credit. Financial abuse and identity theft are common problems that are faced by survivors. I've dealt with survivors for years, and they end up with oftentimes credit scores which are damaged, and very little financial independence in a lot of cases. So on this segment, I want to explore the implications of financial abuse and identity theft, as well as talk about some available resources to support credit recovery and foster independence for domestic violence survivors. If you are one, or if you are connected to one, you want to help someone. Understanding financial abuse is really important. And financial abuse involves the exertion of control by an abusive partner, which can have severe implications for survivors on multiple levels, not the least of which is creditworthiness, but emotional and others. Abusers may restrict victims' access to their own financial resources. They may deliberately default on loans or cause the victim to default on loans, or pull loans up and acquire loans and credit cards in the victim's name and accumulate debt without consent. By the way, identity theft, easy enough to deal with. These actions can significantly damage a survivor's score and hinder their ability to secure housing and employment and whatever it is they're trying to get. The impact of identity theft on credit is critical. I talk about it all the time here. Survivors of domestic abuse are particularly vulnerable to identity theft due to their close proximity to the abuser, right? Maybe access to a Social Security card or other relevant information. Maybe they're blocked from the mail. Who knows? Availability of personal information, it's right there. Abusers may misuse their partner's personal information, open fraud accounts, max out existing credit cards, whatever it may be. It happens. Recovering from ID theft on your own can be challenging, it can be time-consuming, it can be daunting. I know that there needs to be a strategic approach. Obviously, we can help with that. You need to consider credit repair strategies for survivors of financial abuse among the other things that you're recovering from. Document the abuse, gather the evidence, all the financial abuse, that's all really important, the identity theft, police reports, court orders. You need to go see the police to deal with the identity theft on its own. Never mind the other reasons you need to go. Documentation of fraudulent activities is important. It's crucial for you as a survivor. Reporting that ID theft, taking that police report, and getting the FTC identity theft affidavit filled out, all of that work is really important to get done. The identity theft can be fixed immediately. This is not something that will stay with you forever on the credit side of it. Obviously, you've got to go through the credit report and get all that together. That's something we can help you with, too, very quickly and very easily. If you're on top of this on your own, you've already got monitoring, you know what's going on. But taking a thorough look is really important. And obviously, I implore you to seek, if you're in a situation like this, to seek legal assistance, right? Go to the police, get counseling, do the things you need to do. But on the credit side, we are happy to assist you and provide you with some resources to gain independence. There are domestic violence support organizations, shelters and helplines and all of that. There are nonprofit credit counseling services available if you don't want to come to us. They'll offer guidance on debt managing or budgeting. Even if the situation that you're in isn't caused by the abuse, meaning the abuser didn't open these accounts and you're just in trouble, there are places you can go. It's important to empower your financial independence after some sort of abuse like this. If I can help you, pick up the phone, take the first step, and let us know, and I'm happy to give you the assistance you need.
You've been listening to the Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs. If you need assistance with your credit, text CREDIT to 702-778-2000.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.